Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, with us now. Mike, 34-10, man. Unbelievable day over at Nissan Stadium.
Pretty great. I tell you, we were discussing it here in the office earlier, just trying to remember a day that was that unexpected and that exciting overall. And there have been some good ones. You know, the Philadelphia game this year was exciting, and we certainly had a few in the last 3 years as we've kind of turned it back around. But I can't remember many like that, that's for sure.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the last 2 weeks, the Titans coming off the bye week have scored their season high in points, 28 and then 34. You know, we all wondered how long would it take them to acclimate to Matt LaFleur's offense, because Coach Mack and the guys connected with the Rams have said, hey, you know, it takes a while to learn a new offense. And Coach Mack, of course, knew the personnel and all. And anyway, we wondered how long it would take. And obviously, it's a work in progress. But the last 2 weeks, Marcus Mariota has certainly looked like the guy that Titans fans want him to be, and looks like a guy who is very much playing himself into a second contract with the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I think Marcus is doing a great job. You know, if you go back to London, we had five possessions inside their 20. And we're in a position, put up 19 points in that game, should have put up considerably more points. Had an opportunity to win that ball game, and I think it really started there. And that's where they built on it. Mariota had a good performance in London. He's now up to 67% completions on the year. I think they're giving him a lot of outlets, some easier throws. And the other thing, too, is Jonnu Smith's found his game. Corey Davis, you know, this past week found his game. Some other guys are stepping forward, and, you know, they're giving opportunities to other players like a Cameron Batson to make something happen, Anthony Firkser to make something happen. I think it's taking shape. I don't think it's there yet, but I think what we've seen recently gives us a pretty good indication they're on their way.
Yeah, and I think there's a comfort level, too, with the offense, especially with the start that we saw from the Titans. 17 points in their first three drives, 21 plays, 152 yards, 8:24 off the clock. They just looked so good and so ready.
Well, and they're taking it right at the defense. I mean, right now, the thing Mariota's doing differently than earlier in the year is he's dictating to the defense. They're not dictating to him. This is what we've hoped to see from our quarterback here for a long time. It's what we saw from McNair, certainly in his last 5 years as our starter. We've seen it at times from other people, and we've seen it at times from Mariota, but there's just a different confidence in the way he's carrying himself over, again, the last three ball games. You know, against a good Chargers defense, we did a lot of good things and took a big step forward.
Yep.
After what was kind of, it was a disaster against Baltimore. And you put that behind you and you said, okay, this is what we need to do. A lot of it is believing what they're telling you. And, you know, part of the press conference today, one of the most interesting comments from Mike Vrabel is talking about Jarrell Casey and Brian Arakpo and Wesley Woodyard buying into the defensive plan and passing that along to the other guys. It's the same thing on offense. You know, everybody's got to believe in what they're doing and do their job well, and I think that's the defense has been there for the majority of the year. The offense feels like it's starting to get where they want it to be.
You mentioned Mariota. The last 3 weeks, Mike, 72% completion percentage, 235 yards per game, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception.
It's not Drew Brees, but it's still pretty good.
And he doesn't have to be Drew Brees.
That's right. That's 100% correct. He doesn't. I mean, what Drew Brees is doing right now is, I make reference to that almost jokingly, because he's completing 77% of his passes.
That's not even real.
39 years old, right? Is he 40 yet? I think he's 39. 21 touchdowns, 1 interception. That's nuts.
We talked a lot about Darius Jennings today. He's the top kickoff return guy average-wise in the NFL. He caught a pass. He threw a pass to the quarterback, made a big play in Dallas. This is a guy, if I want to say I'm right, I think he has 26 entries in his transaction page on profootballreference.com. And this is a guy who just kept showing up to work every day, and it's really cool to see the fruits of his labors.
Yeah, it's nice to see him getting this opportunity, and this is what John Robinson wants, and this is what Mike Vrabel wants. If you produce, you're going to get a chance to play. We made the comment yesterday on the broadcast right before the unfortunate Flewellen injury that you're giving the ball to a guy who was on your practice squad in a big situation against the defending AFC champions right here, because this is how you're going to do it. And honestly, that's how the Patriots do it too. You know, I mean, remember a guy like Edelman was a seventh round draft pick. Mm-hmm. If you show you can play, they're going to play you. They don't care. I mean, they're not looking for a pedigree. Belichick doesn't care if he's right. You know, it doesn't matter. If a third-round pick can't play, he's cutting him. And if a seventh-round pick can play or an undrafted can play, they're going to play him. And I think that's the philosophy. That's probably the most similar thing we're going to see out of this front office and this coaching staff to New England, is if you can produce, you're going to play. And Darius Jennings is producing.
Well, Mike, I want to know what was going through your mind. Tom Brady with a catch, can't convert the first down. Then basically two plays later, the Titans run the same exact play, and Marcus does. What's going through your mind when you see that, them run that immediately after the Patriots do?
Don't hit the quarterback too hard.
No, that's a good point.
Just catch it and please run out of bounds. I might have seen that before, so I kind of knew what that looked like a little bit.
Yeah.
Possibly. And Darius throws a good ball. Left-hander.
Coming around the
left side, he throws a good ball. I was surprised they called it there, but, I mean, they were going for the knockout. A lot of people are talking about that's a show-you, Bill trick. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but they were going for the knockout. Now, the head coach, I would think, has to approve that call.
Yeah.
But they knew if they went down and scored a touchdown, that game's over. And once they did that, you know, they come back with the option, and then they go to the Wildcat and whatever they have to do to get that lead to where, when I look over and see Brian Hoyer warming up on the sidelines,
yeah,
I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady takes the final snap until he's the last man on earth and on that team. And in that ball game, they said, nope, that'll be quite enough, thank you. And that's quite a tip of the hat to what the Titans did all day in every area. I can't think of one area in that ball game that they didn't win. They won offense, they won defense, they won special teams, they won penalties, they won coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, it was thorough. I mean, thorough is the only way to put it, and then that made it very exciting. But the tough part is, and I told a friend of mine this last night, and he thought I was crazy, this week's bigger.
Yes.
This is a big, I mean, that was a great win, and it's great for the fan base and the national attention. Now, you've beaten America's team on Monday Night Football, and you've beaten the Legion of Doom on Sunday afternoon. But this one this week, you'd rather have, because this is a division game, and you've never beaten Andrew Luck. So the whole thing about turning the page, I don't think that's a catchphrase. It's sure not to me.
No, and even
to Bob Seger.
If they win,
I'm not
also
quoting Bob Seger.
if the Titans win, also that sets up a game for first place against Houston, no matter what Houston does in Washington, on the Monday nighter in Houston.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Well, that works, but, I mean, you've got to put yourself in a position. You know, you want to go in, if you can, I think, to December 6-5 and 3-1 in the division minimum. And a big part of the reason I think the Titans won yesterday is because they won Monday night, and it took the pressure off of them.
Yeah.
They didn't have to win yesterday. It was not do or die like it would have been had they lost Monday night. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have a chance to go win at Houston, I think winning in Indianapolis would make a big difference.
Hey, on the way out, give people the 411 on the OTP, because I listen every week, and that's one of my favorite things you guys have ever done. I'm the biggest fan of the OTP there is.
He's down with OTP.
I am down with
OTP. Yeah. You know him. The OTP,
another way to call a show a podcast.
This is the official Titans podcast. We do it live at 9 o'clock, and it's over on Thursdays, 9 a.m. on Thursdays. And it's Jim White, Amy Wells, and myself, and a crew of thousands who put it together. You can watch it at TitansOnline.com or any of our digital sites. You have a chance to watch it, and it's really done well. I think the big thing we're going to have to do to expand it, though, is I think we got to get a dog.
Oh, I thought you were going to say add me.
A dog?
No, I mean, you'd be a great draw, particularly to women over 65.
Oh!
That is very true.
He knows what he speaks. But, you know, it's like the Today Show, when their ratings went down, they went and got a dog. Yeah. I think we're going to have to get a dog.
Or a little kid. You know, when shows jump the shark, they get a little kid.
I've had little kids.
Now I have big kids. I don't want any more little kids.
Who's going to get the dog, Mike? Who's going to keep the dog? Is that you?
Yeah, we may just bring my dog in. That's the big trick. Okay. It's really been a lot of fun, though, and it's been stunning how well-received it's been. I've been really elated. It was Amy Wells' idea, and she saw me for 2 years to do it, and we started it back in March, and it's really done well, and Jim White being on is certainly a big deal to our fan base, and so it's every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and you can watch it. I know people watch it, or they put it on in the background while they're working, and we've got some insights on what's going on here at St. Thomas Sports Park and talk about around the league and tell a few old stories as well. I mean, there's a little history around here, so it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for saying that.
Awesome.